Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Ron. A lot to unpack from last night's game. Ed Bouchette coming up at 11 here to talk a little football. Let's listen to Bob Walk's reaction when Marte essentially declined a penalty. The home plate umpire says, you were hit by that pitch. Take first base.
He says no.
I'm good. No, thank you. By the way, what if he gets a big hit there and you're the Cardinals? Then you're mad. You're probably happy in the first place. But if he comes back and he hits a home run, you're not happy, right?
Yeah, you can't control that. You'd rather him not go on base if you don't have
probably,
to.
Probably, yes.
You can intentionally walk him if you're worried about what he
No, he would have declined that,
what
too.
He would do at the plate.
What if he declined an intentional walk? He might have been the first to do that. It's amazing, and apparently Bob Walk, I was watching on TV, so I didn't hear Walkie's reaction, but I guess it was pretty good. Here it is.
0-1 from Flaherty. Marte takes one in on the hands.
Okay, hit him.
Hit by pitch. It's been a while since Marte's been
hit. What's going on here?
Well, now Dreckman said he was hit by pitch. I don't think Marte thinks he was.
Yeah, and Marte said, no, it's a foul ball.
I don't think I've ever seen a hitter.
Is this golf? Are we playing golf here all of a sudden?
I heard two ticks.
But I saw him say point to first base.
Bruce Dreckman, the home plate umpire, awarded Marte first base.
And then Marte didn't go.
Yeah, and now Clint Hurdle is coming out, and Marte saying, no, I want a chance to hit. Well, now you better get out.
Hit a home run then. Yeah. That's what I said. It's like he called a penalty on himself. I'm sorry.
Now he's down two strikes.
The ball rolled a little bit as I was addressing it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, the code of honor in golf.
Have you ever seen that, Ron?
No, I just told you. Hurdle's seen a zillion games more than me, and he's never seen it.
I can't believe that happened. Is it funny or is it crazy? Listen,
if they lose one nothing, nobody's laughing quite as much.
It's right. All we're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what he was thinking. What was he thinking?
I don't know. Joe, I can't.
That if it goes to replay, they'll just overturn
like
it anyway.
Said,
you can never tell.
0-2. I mean, 0-2 was the count. I don't know. Hey, they won. He scored the winning run, I guess. But it was absolutely bizarre.
It really was.
I love Walkie's.
It was so bizarre that I actually want to hear that complete thing again. Can we, Horse? Can we hear that again? Give me a thumbs up when you have it. That was phenomenal. From Bob Walk. Let's go. Let's hear it again.
0-1 from Flaherty. Marte takes one in on the hands.
Okay, hit him.
Hit by pitch. It's been a while since Marte's been
hit. What's going on here?
Well, now Dreckman said he was hit by pitch. I don't think Marte thinks he was.
Yeah, and Marte said, no, it's a foul ball.
I don't think I've ever seen a hitter.
Is this golf? Are we playing golf here all of a sudden?
I heard two ticks.
But I saw him say point to first base.
Bruce Dreckman, the home plate umpire, awarded Marte first base.
And then Marte didn't go.
Yeah, and now Clint Hurdle is coming out, and Marte saying, no, I want a chance to hit. Well, now you better get out.
Hit a home run then. Yeah. That's what I said. It's like he called a penalty on himself. I'm sorry.
Now he's down two strikes.
The ball rolled a little bit as I was addressing it.
Are we playing golf here all of a sudden? Is the key line there.
That's pretty good.
So at the same time, Ron, I'm – here to defend Marte on the hustle thing. Not to defend him, but again to emphasize the idea that it's rampant in Major League Baseball that guys don't hustle. And I watched the game real close last night. You had Bader on the bloop that Dickerson misplayed into a double. He's not having a real good series.
Oh, he's having an awful series.
Jogging and watching the ball as he goes down the first baseline. Then you had Fowler hit one off the top of the wall that Dickerson didn't come close to. Marte made an error on that play when he tried to pick up the ball.
Dropped it.
Jogging down first baseline, watching it. You had Brian Reynolds on a comebacker to the pitcher, jog down to first base. Now, do you differentiate there? Do you say on a hit to the pitcher, do you hustle down to first or no? I don't know.
You know, I just don't think it's that hard to run hard for 90 feet. I mean, just because a lot of people may be doing it doesn't make it right to me. I just don't like seeing it. Now, the point you bring up about guys, they think they have a home run, so they jog to first, and then it hits the top of the wall. Then all of a sudden, I don't like that either. I mean, I just don't think it's too much to ask to respect the game and play it hard. And your point about, well, a lot of other guys don't, you're absolutely correct. I just don't like it.
Neither do I, and I wonder when it happened. When, like, am I deluding myself by thinking if I tuned into a Phillies Pirates game in '77 that everybody sprinted down the line?
Probably not.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Probably not. Probably is happening all along. Again, I just don't think that necessarily makes it right.
I don't either.
I was a little surprised he played Marte last night, but you know he did, and thank goodness he gave us a lot to talk about today.
Should he have?
I wouldn't have, not after he benched them last year, but, you know, I don't buy the argument. Well, they were nine games out last year. They weren't going anywhere. This year they're still in the hunt. You know, sometimes things are bigger than one game. For me, I'm not saying I'm right. You just asked me if I would have benched him. I probably would have benched him last night. Hurdle thought enough of it to talk about it after the game the night before. And even yesterday said that sometimes Marte feels sorry for himself and loses focus. Well, I don't like it. That's all. I'm just saying I don't like it.
I think he would have been justified to bench him. I do, based on the fact that this has happened before. But I also heard Hurdle's explanation and respected it. And he basically said, sometimes you go with gentle love, sometimes you go with tough love. It's like parenting.
Right.
He chose to, it looked like anyway, address it in the dugout. I'm sure he addressed it privately. And he put him back on the field, and I didn't have a problem with that either. I didn't.
I'm not saying I have a major problem with it. You just asked me, would I have played him?
Yeah.
Like, that's all.
Right.
You know, I didn't like, damn, why is he playing Marte last? I didn't do that. I didn't like what he did the night before.
What's going on there?
Considering his history, too.
No, I hear you, and I think he would have been justified. But, again, my point, just to underscore the way I feel about it, is if you're going to be benching people regularly for not hustling— Colton Wong the other night, ground ball to second base, jogged to first. But what about the Reynolds play last night? Is it justified if you hit a comebacker to the pitcher to jog?
You know, not in my mind, but I guess, you know, that's a little different than maybe trying to beat out a double play. It might have turned it anyway, but I think we had walk on yesterday saying he thought it was going to be a double play anyway. Maybe it's a little different, but I don't like when Reynolds did it either.
That's my point, is that it happens. Plus, there was a play last night, Ron. Well, I'll get to this next. We don't have time right now. Reynolds made a mental error the other night. I think he did anyway. Base running. Although the more I look at that, the more I blame Joey Cora, and Bob Walk seemed to do that too.
Said he was. He said he should have known the situation better himself, but he was following his coach.
And his coach was clearly waving him around third before he got to third. Right. I can't imagine what he was thinking. But there was a play last night and two others I want to ask you about. By the Cardinals, plays they didn't make. It was a really interesting game. If you have thoughts on Marte, 412-928-9370, whether you think he should have been benched, whether you think this is a big deal or nothing at all. I know Jason Mackey wrote a column in the Post-Gazette today basically saying that Marte would have made zero sense to bench him and he shouldn't have been benched. The Pirates manager shouldn't even have considered it. He wrote. So, do you agree with that? 928-9370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.